Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wrestling Chat Radio. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of Wrestle Chat Radio's weekly wrap-up. Marcus Kane coming to you live from the SBTV studios right here in New York. And for the next hour, we will be discussing the world of professional wrestling at 563-999-3066. That is 563-999-306. I'm sorry, 3065. We got a brand new number here, folks, and it's confused me. So let me get you that number again, 563-999-3065. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, of course, as always, you can hit us up in the chat room. We'll take your questions, your comments, and your opinions there as well. Well, here we go again, folks. I'm going to be angry today. I'll warn you ahead of time because, once again, here's the workers taking shots at the fans on their X accounts, Twitter account, whatever you want to call it, not all of them, and we're going to explain why some things were fine, but here is the actual premise to what has happened. I woke up with a barrage of, did you hear that Bianca Belair was attacked in a racial manner on Twitter for being on the cover of the 2K24 game, and there was a lot of racist comments, and I said, no, I didn't hear any of this. What the hell? And there's a lot of WWE workers come to her defense. I'm okay. That's fine. So I went searching. And I know they might have taken a couple down, but I don't see any racist comments. What I see, I think, is people's twisted interpretation of what a racist comment is. Now, if there was anyone, let me get this perfectly clear before I start, because I already know it's going to be controversial. If there was any tweets that said, you don't deserve to be on the cover of this game because you are African American, then that is vile, that's disgraceful, it's wrong, and it is most certainly racist. What I did see is a lot of people saying, well, you know, it's funny because she's not the current champion. She's not, being cycled up to the very top for WrestleMania. And she's on the cover with Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley didn't get the cover by herself, which you would assume she did. Cody Rhodes got the cover by himself. So some people were saying maybe it's because she's African-American and they want to try to be at least a little bit woke and say, well, if Cody's going to be by himself, we can't have Rhea by herself, because then people would say, well, naturally, no minorities are represented. If that's what they meant, that's not a racist comment that's being asked. And I think it's a fair question. I think it's a fair question. Cody's not the champion either. But one thing Cody is probably the top face in the company. And certainly someone who I think we all know, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, is probably going to be the champion. So, yeah, he's on the cover. Rhea Ripley, arguably the most popular female worker and the champion and the current champion. And I think a lot of people thought, look, I think she deserves to be on the cover by herself. Well, you would have thought that the KKK hit Twitter with comments the way some people reacted, not all of them. Now, it's perfectly okay. I'm going to read you a few of the comments, and some of these are perfectly okay. We had Alexa Bliss just send a little thing that says, we love you and miss you lots. We had Becky Lynch say, one of the best, with the EST capitalized, flag bearers we have in WWE. This woman barely sleeps because of her dedication to her craft. Her work ethic is top tier, and her personality and heart goes beyond that somehow. Bianca Belair is truly one of one. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Now let me get down to Carmella, who just says Queen Bee with a picture of her and and Bianca Belair. Nothing wrong with that. Cody Rhodes tweets out EST. Nothing wrong with that. Natty says positive energy only. This little throwback gem from our special locker room incident, and she puts a picture up. Nothing wrong with that. Now here we go with Brandi Rhodes. If they hate, let them hate. And watch the money pile up. Well, what are they hating on? They're asking a question, and it's a fair question. Did you put Bianca Belair on that cover with Rhea Ripley just to be politically correct? Because if you did, that's pandering. If Bianca Belair deserves to be on the cover, let Bianca Belair be on the cover by herself and watch how quickly Rhea Ripley will complain. Instead, Rhea Ripley goes on a tirade of how the fans are horrible, terrible people. They don't even put her tweet on here because they know it's going to disgrace her. Then we have Daphne Lechon, who's a referee, says, I never expected the amount of hate and racism I face every single day for existing in this profession. But quitting would be giving them what they want. I can only imagine what Bianca Belair goes through. The hate is strong, but our accomplishments are even greater. To which Big E tweets back, the black women in this industry face regular barrage of racism and misogyny from fans and have for too long. Are you on drugs? Is there something mentally wrong with you? The New Day has been the most popular tag team in the history of professional wrestling, and every single fan knows it, and you're all black. Misogyny, one of the top people right now in popularity is Rhea Ripley, and she's a woman the last time I checked. Becky Lynch sells a tremendous amount of merchandise, and she's a woman the last time I checked. The fans are chanting Bobby Lashley every time he sticks his gigantic head out the door. He's black the last time I checked. R-Truth is the number one merchandise seller in the WWE. He's black the last time I checked. What in the blue hell are you talking about? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the fans being blamed for every goddamn thing. They ask a question. Why is Bianca Belair on the cover with Rhea Ripley as opposed to just Rhea Ripley or Bianca Belair? That's not a fair question. That's a racist question. That's a misogynistic question. I would say that's an anti-misogynistic question because you're saying, how come you have to put two women on the cover? How come it can't just be one? But no, all those terrible fans, you know, the ones that pay our salary, they hate us so much. That's why when Bianca Belair goes to autograph signings, there's lines out the door and half of them, or if not three quarters of them, are white. Because, of course, they're all racist. They all hate her so much, and she suffers so greatly. You can see how her career has suffered so greatly from the patented racism that is the fan base. Fuck you. You know, I'm tired of being called names by these elitist, ridiculous, left-wing, crazy people. How about that? You want me to start spewing some venom? I'll spew some. I'm tired of not being able to ask a question of anyone that is a minority, because if you do, it's racist. Now, I just told you, if someone brought up her race and said that's the reason she doesn't belong on the cover, then they are racist, and they are absolutely in the wrong. But if a fan says, I think that's funny that there are two women on the cover, and I do think it's possible that you put Bianca Belair on there because you felt that people would be upset that there wasn't a representative from an African-American community or a minority on the cover of the new 2K game. That's a fair statement. That is not a racist statement. That is a question. Okay? Right now, Bianca Belair's push doesn't seem to be one that would merit her being on the cover. Certainly Cody Rhodes' push does. Certainly Rhea Ripley's push does. So I don't think it's racist to ask the question, that's, you know, why is there two women on the cover as opposed to just one? Why don't you pick one or the other? Well, I'll tell you the reason, Big E. I'll tell you the reason, Deshaun, Daphne LeSean, whoever you are. I don't even know who she is. Because they realize she's not the person right now. If she was the WWE champion going into WrestleMania and Rhea Ripley was not, then I would say Bianca Belair should be on the cover. Right? What happened to you earn it? As opposed to, well, to put one minority on, we have to have a token minority. Isn't that racism in itself? See, because the way I look at that, that's racism. That would be 2K saying, well, better put a minority on the cover, even if they don't really have the push right now to deserve that. Now, the argument is, well, she does deserve it because she's a hard worker. No, everybody's a hard worker. Is anybody working harder than anybody else? How about if I said to you, well, I don't know, man, there's a lot of people. The Rock is half Samoan, half black. How come he's not on the cover? Next to Cody Rhodes. How come Roman's not on the cover? He's the champion. What do you got against Samoan people? Right? I mean, you can make this argument a million times over, folks. Bianca Belair, I have said on this program 100 times, is one of the most athletic performers I've seen in the WWE in my lifetime. And I have told you how I think she corrected all of the errors that she first had when she came up as being sort of unlikable and coming off as a heel, and really has become very personable and charismatic, and that I really think she's one of the top people. How many times have I said that? Now let me tell you something else. She doesn't belong on the cover of the new 2K game because her push doesn't merit it. How come you're not complaining about Cody Rhodes? How come R-Truth ain't on the cover? Are you racist? R-Truth is the top merchandise seller. How come he's not on the cover? Oh, they must have something against black males. Because R-Truth should be on the cover. He's the number one merchandise seller. And he works hard. And he's been there a long time. How come you don't make that argument? Because you're full of shit. Nobody's facing any racism. Nobody's facing any misogynistic whatever. That is bullshit. That is victim mentality, and you're full of it. But naturally, you got to spew your venom at the fans. I'm done with Rhea Ripley, okay? I am so done with Rhea Ripley, I don't give one damn about Rhea Ripley anymore. There's something mentally wrong with her. Because if there wasn't, all she would have had to say is, I have no, problems with her sharing the cover with me. In fact, I'm honored to share the cover with her. I know how hard she works. I realize what the fans are saying, but, you know, not what did you hear one person that I just mentioned? I just read a whole list. Did you hear one of these people say, the vast, vast majority of fans are very, very caring people who don't give one damn about your race, don't give one damn about your gender, don't give one damn about anything except your performance in the ring. And the few of you that have spewed your venom because you think she doesn't belong on the cover because of her race hurt those people. But us, the real wrestlers, the workers, we know who the real fans are. Did you say that? Did anybody say that? No, nobody said it. Everybody's like, these fans, F you. I'm tired of this. How many times are you going to have your face spit in? Misogynistic, my ass. Misogynistic, why? Nobody's complaining about Rhea Ripley being on the cover. This is a legitimate question. If you don't think this is a legitimate question, then you are mentally incapable of separating legitimate questions from victim mentality. If 2K said, well, this year we're going to do like a face-to-face type thing. We're going to do Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns. We're going to do Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley. That's fine. then I get it. You're going to be doing like a stare down thing. That's going to be your covers. Two women, two men. Got it. You didn't do that. You put Cody Rhodes on the cover by himself, and then you decided to put Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair on the cover, which made fans say why. And the minute we say why, we're not allowed to ask why. If you ask why, you're obviously a racist. And smoking. I am so tired of this. If you're a fan, you got to be getting tired of this too. How many times are these workers going to spit in your face and call you lowlife and scum and racist and misogynistic and how oppressed and horrible it's been in this business? And oh my God, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I have to overcome so much. Come on. You're full of it. You're absolutely full of it. If that's the way you really feel, Big E, I'm talking directly to you now. If that's the way you really feel, that the vast majority of white wrestling fans are racist, I would suggest you're a racist. I would suggest you have a problem. Because it's not true. And you just see it everywhere because that's what you want to see. Deshaun, whatever your last name is, if you really think that fans give one damn that you're a black referee in the WWE, you're very sadly mistaken. And you're wrong, too. And I would suggest you're racist. The very fact of the matter is this. There's going to be people, I'm sure there is going to be a good amount of minority people who say, why is Cody Rhodes on the cover? Naturally, another white guy on the cover. But they're not racist. They're just asking a question. Wrestling fans are asking the question, why are there two women and only one man? If you were going to pick one out of the two, who would be the one that you would most logically think is on the front cover? Rhea Ripley, the champion, or Bianca Belair, who is not? And you would logically come to the conclusion, well, if it's only going to be one on the cover, it would pretty much have to be Rhea Ripley. She's been the most popular female this year, and she is currently the champion. Now, if Rhea Ripley, like I said, didn't attack the fans, if she just said, look, fans, calm down, I'm perfectly fine with this. I think it's a wonderful cover, and I don't have a problem with this. I understand why you're asking the question, but I don't have a problem with it, so why should you? That's fine. But that's not what she did. Back to the attack again on how fans are terrible, misogynistic, and racist. Mike, it's getting to the point now where if this does not stop, you're going to see a mass exodus of wrestling fans because, you know, fans are getting tired of this crapola.
Right, and what these people don't understand is, and this is a bigger issue that probably shouldn't be addressed here on this show, probably on your other podcast, the fact that the words racist and racism have been alleged so much that they don't mean anything anymore.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, see, that's my point. Racism now, Mike, is just questioning anything that has to do with a minority. Okay? So if you literally walk onto your property and you were to see an Irish guy running around your property and you're like, what the hell are you doing here? That's fine. If it was an African-American and you question, well, that's obviously a racist. Did you hear how he talked to him? Why didn't he just say, excuse me, sir? This is getting ridiculous. Bianca Belair is one of the most popular performers in WWE. She's not suffering racism, and she's not suffering misogynistic whatever. If there's a couple of chuckle-headed fans out there who think it's funny to you know, drop racist slurs against her, fine. Call them out. But don't just call out fans. I got news. There's probably racist wrestlers. You going to call them out? See, this is the problem. Everything's the fans' fault, always. Always. Had a bad match? It's the fans' fault, because you shouldn't mention that I had a bad match. Don't like my character? That's your fault. You should just learn to accept it and like it. got a question of why two people are on the cover for women when only one is on the cover for men? That's racist. That's misogynistic. You've always got an excuse why a question can't be asked. This is a legitimate question. When I first saw the cover, that's the first thing I said is, well, how come there's two women and only one man? I didn't say how come there's a black woman. I said, how come they got two women on the cover? And they're not even fighting each other at WrestleMania. If that had been like Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair, I'd say, okay. Well, I guess that's the rivalry, and I guess that's what they're going for. Bianca Belair is not fighting the champion at WrestleMania. She'd be lucky to get Tiffany Stratton. That's not even a main event. Fans are questioning, is Bianca Belair, when they say, is Bianca Belair deserving to be on the cover? They're not questioning her athletic ability. They're not questioning her wrestling ability. They're not questioning her charisma. They're not questioning her work ethic. They're not questioning her skin color. They are questioning why the push for her to be on the cover when right now she's not getting a major push. You could make an argument why not Jade Cargill. She's arguably getting a bigger push than Bianca. Now, you'll notice that some of the wrestlers didn't do that. Becky Lynch did not do that. Becky Lynch just brought up how hardworking she was. Well, that's fine, Becky. I know she's hardworking. I got a newsflash for Becky Lynch. Bianca Belair's a better wrestler than her. But it doesn't matter who the better wrestler is. Usually, these games put the person on that's the hottest right now. Obviously, you want to sell the merchandise, right? So you say, well, let's put the hottest people on the cover. The hottest person arguably is Cody Rhodes. That's correct. And the hottest person on the women's side would be Rhea Ripley. That's correct. So now the question is, well, does Bianca Belair actually belong on that cover based upon the popularity or the push she's getting right this very minute? And the answer is probably not. How come Bobby Lashley's not on the cover with Cody Rhodes? How come R-Truth isn't on the cover with Cody Rhodes? Is that racism? See, Todd, that's the problem. They don't stop to think this out. They just automatically blame fans.
Well, you're absolutely right there. Like you said, this is a whole thing with the WWE superstars is getting out of hand. You know, it's they blame the fans. Things that what the performers did, and they blame the fans for it, and they call us fans racist, calling us prejudice and everything.
Now let me tell you something. Now, I don't know if she has any say over it whatsoever. Probably doesn't. But if I were Bianca Belair, and 2K said we're going to put you on the cover with Rhea Ripley, but only Cody Rhodes on the cover for the men, I would have said, no, thank you. Rhea Ripley deserves this honor all by herself. She's earned it. She's become the biggest female star in the business this year and the most popular one. Right now, I'm not. And I think if you put me on that cover, it almost feels like you're doing it just because of my ethnicity, and I am uncomfortable with that. Let Rhea have her moment. She's earned it. That's what I would have said if I was Bianca Belair. Now, 2K can do what they want. They don't have to listen to her. But if she at least said it, I would have a tremendous amount of respect because I'd say, well, that's absolutely true. That's truth to power. Right there. But to play victim, oh, people who say I don't belong on here must be racist. They must only be saying it because I'm black. That's outrageously wrong. That's not true. It's just not. You can pretend it is. You can live in that world if you're Big E, I guess. You can live in that world if you're the referee. But it's not true. And here's Brandi Rhodes acting like it is true Hey, Brandy, how come Bobby Lashley's not on the cover with your husband? How come R-Truth is not on the cover with your husband? Is he racist? Come on. To all you wrestlers, especially the ones, I don't blame you for coming to your coworkers' aid. But what I would have liked is one of you to be articulate enough to say, first, let me preface this by saying this. The vast majority of you fans out there are wonderful people. You come to see us, support us, make us, do what we do, and we appreciate you very much. There is a very small minority of you who, in my opinion, are racist, and in my opinion, are misogynistic. However, asking the question isn't. Here is the difference between racist comment and a non-racist comment. Bianca Belair doesn't deserve to be on the cover because she's black, and black people don't deserve to be on the cover. That would be racist. If someone said that, they are a racist, they have mental issues, and they should be called out. If someone says, I find it funny that Cody Rhodes is on the cover by himself and Rhea Ripley is on the cover with Bianca Belair, who really isn't even being pushed all that highly right now, it almost feels as though the only reason you're putting her on there is because of the fact that she's a minority. And if that's the case, aren't you kind of shorting Rhea Ripley her moment in the sun? That's a fair question. And that's not a misogynistic question. That's the opposite of a misogynistic question, because you're saying, doesn't this woman deserve to be on here by herself? Hasn't she earned it? How's that racist? I'd say the same thing if it was whoever on the cover. If you put name her, Asuka. If you put Asuka on the cover next to Rhea Ripley, I'd say, well, wait a minute. The hell's Asuka? At least Asuka's a champion, but why is she on the cover with Rhea Ripley? How come Rhea can't be on there by herself? That doesn't mean I hate Oriental people, Asian people. If Charlotte Flair was on the cover with Rhea Ripley, I would say, why is Charlotte Flair on the cover? That doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make me a racist. It doesn't make me a misogynist. It's a legitimate question. How come you see skin color in everything? Because I think that makes you the racist. Nobody's seeing skin color if they just ask, why are there two women on the cover as opposed to one? Hasn't Rhea Ripley earned the right to have this cover by herself? Why is that a horrible thing? I'd love it to be explained. But, Mike, they're not going to explain it because they can't. It's just a victim mentality.
It's victim mentality. You're right, and that's the thing. I mean, think about this. I wouldn't have argued Io Sky was on the cover because she's champion, right?
Right.
She may not be popular, but that's the gimmick talk in there. This kind of reminds me of the whole thing the whole kerfuffle that started about a year ago, a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, when they were going, oh, we're going to put, it wasn't racism, it was sexism. And it was like, okay, why aren't more women's matches ending pay-per-views? Why don't we have an all-women's pay-per-view? And they were alleging sexism at the time, right? Well, why don't more women's matches end up pay-per-views? Because they don't deserve to end up pay-per-views.
Because people aren't watching it for that. You had a women's all-women's pay-per-view, and it bombed. I don't know why you just can't face the reality of it. It's not misogynistic to be factual. I got a newsflash for you. If we're so misogynistic, I bet you not one fan, not one, complained if there was only one cover. Just one cover for 2K24, and that was Rhea Ripley. I'll bet you not one single fan would have complained. I know I wouldn't have. I would have said, well, that makes sense. She's been really popular this year. That makes complete sense. Wouldn't have bothered me at all. So how is it that I'm misogynistic? If Bianca Belair was the champion and getting a huge push into WrestleMania and she was the only person on the cover this year, I'd say that's fine. Why is that a problem? She's the most popular. She's going into WrestleMania as the champion. Absolutely deserves the cover. 2K decided we're going to do two covers. One for the deluxe version, one for the regular version. And the deluxe version, we can't just put Rhea Ripley on the cover, because if we just put Rhea Ripley on the cover, everyone, all the woke crowd is going to say, how come there's no one that represents the minority on your cover? Why does there have to be? Why does there have to be? When's the last time there was a white guy on the cover of the 2K basketball game? I'll wait. I never complained. What the hell do I care? Put the best person on the cover. I don't care whether they're black, white, green, yellow, or blue. It's irrelevant. Put the two people you think are going to sell the most video games. That's exactly what you're trying to do. Cody Rhodes on, great choice. He's hugely popular. You put Rhea Ripley on, great choice. She's hugely popular. You don't need to put Bianca Belair on there. I'm not saying she's not hugely popular. I'm saying you just had the two people. That's all you needed. You don't need three. Why do you need a third one? I think it's you who's being racist and misogynistic because you didn't put a second one on with Cody. Oh, the girls have to have two. If the women don't have two, you're just being woke. And Rhea Ripley's too stupid to know. See, Rhea Ripley may be a nice person. I don't think she's an intelligent person. Because if Rhea Ripley was even remotely intelligent, she would have kept her mouth shut. Because to be honest with you, she's the one who should feel slighted. And if she doesn't feel slighted, fine, but I got news. She's the one who should be calling out 2K and saying, well, I think you're the ones who are misogynistic. Why do the women need two? If you want to put my friend Bianca on the cover, I would have had no problem with it. And I bet you Bianca wouldn't have had a problem if you just put me. Why did you feel the need to do both? Because now it sort of feels like you're being misogynistic. Then I would have said that actually makes some sense. But no, it has to be the fans' fault. Because the fans ask questions. It has to be the fans' fault. I wonder if all these fans are racist when they're booing Maxine out of the building, Dupree. Because the last time I looked, she seems white to me. Maybe my color television needs adjusting, but I think she's white. Oh, that must be misogynistic. I forgot about that. That's just because you hate women. My God. My God. I know a prerequisite to being a great professional wrestler is not great intelligence, but you really, really need a dose of it. Because you're failing miserably in just very basic common sense. Now again, if Bianca Belair's feeling down about this, it's perfectly okay for her compadres to tweet, we think she's one of the greatest in the world. She is. We think she's a tremendous athlete. She is. She's hugely popular. She is. Nobody's arguing these points. It's okay to tweet that. It's not okay to attack the fans for asking the question because it's a legitimate question. It's not a racist question. It's not a misogynistic question. It's a legitimate question. And one, if you think deeply about it, the fans who are asking it are actually being anti-misogynistic. But you can't accept that. Anyway, let me get on to some other news because Kevin Kelly has been fired from AEW Collision. I guess a fan had tweeted, again, here's Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, destroying people's careers and destroying people's images and destroying wrestling. A fan tweeted how he thought Kelly was one of the greatest ever, and he was very good with his analogies and his explaining matches and everything. And he said, thank you very much. You know, I know that some fans appreciate it. I think it's important that you delve into this kind of thing when you're going to be an announcer. But he couldn't leave it alone. Then he answered again and said, you know, the people who I'm working with, they don't appreciate me. They're trying to shut me up. They don't want me to succeed. They're jealous. They're this, they're that. He went on a tirade. He sounded like he was drunk. And when he was done, three or four tweets later, saying how everybody there hates him and they're crazy and wrong and it's a conspiracy to make him look bad, they fired him. If he wasn't drunk, then he definitely was looking to be fired. Because any idiot would know that if you put that out on X, you're going to be fired. So either he was looking to be fired or he was intoxicated. I don't know which. But gone from Collision now, Mike, is Kevin Kelly as an announcer.
Well, you know, what can you say? These people, the current crop of people in wrestling, just don't seem to be very smart. I mean, obviously, you can make one of the two inferences about this guy that you just made, right? Either he was drunk, or he's aiming to get fired. And I mean, I wouldn't put it all past him to be aiming to get fired because, I mean, maybe just maybe he sees the writing on the wall that this thing is going to go down in flames, and he don't want to be there to be that when it does, right? But maybe I'm giving him too much credit there. You know, there are times when people really shouldn't tweet or X or whatever you want to call it. There's a reason why there's a backup key to erase what you're saying. You probably shouldn't. That first tweet he had was perfectly fine and good, right? Perfectly fine. He shouldn't have tried to elaborate on it by saying what he
right.
said in the second one. You know, so there's
exactly.
a reason why there's a quick erase key on your tweets. You know, there's certain
yes.
things that you shouldn't say out loud.
Well, he found out the hard way, didn't he? Now, I had somebody just write me and say, well, what do you want the WWE wrestlers to say when someone is basically told you don't belong on the cover? Do you want them to just ignore? No, I don't. Here's what you want me to tell you what I want them to say? I'll tell you what I want them to say. And I'll just think of this on the top of my head. I would say to any of the fans who are questioning why Bianca Belair was included on the cover of 2K24, while I understand where some of you are coming from, you also have to understand the following. Bianca Belair has no control over this. Bianca Belair works hard and has done a tremendous amount of good for this business. And if 2K24 sees fit to put her on this cover, then your beef is with 2K24. Your beef is not with Bianca Belair, who did not ask to be on the cover, did not petition to be on the cover. That would be 2K24. Don't take it out on Bianca. That's it. That's what I would say. Is that hard? If you're reasonably intelligent, is that hard? That's basically saying, look, she's a hard worker. She's a great athlete. And 2K decided to put her on the cover. She doesn't control it. And for you to yell about it and scream about it to her isn't doing any good. She can't change it. I dare say that the majority of fans who questioned it probably like Bianca Belair. I know I do. But I'm going to be honest with you. She doesn't deserve to be on the cover this year because she doesn't have that position in the company right now. It's not because of her skin color. Not because she's a woman. Because right now, as it currently stands, the WWE has not seen fit to put her in a position where she's the top dog. Now, if you want the real truth, and you don't want a racist view, it's anti-racism. They're saying, well, how do we appeal to the black community to buy the game? You know what that's called? Racism. And I'll tell you why that's called racism. Black community loves Cody Rhodes. He's married to a woman of color. He's very popular with the minorities. Cody Rhodes will sell the game. Why do you think that black people will only buy something if a black person's on it? That's racist. Don't you understand that that in itself is racist? That would be like saying, well, I ain't buying something unless there's a red-haired guy on it. I got red hair, so therefore, Sheamus ain't on it. Or Becky Lynch, I'm not buying it. Because I think you're probably hate redheaded people. I mean, that's just ludicrous. What are you talking about that black people won't buy something unless the one of them is on it? That's racist. That's as racist as you can get. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't you see the real racism here? The real pandering? I guess you don't. I guess you don't. Anyway, Will Ospreay makes his AEW debut. It was a fantastic match. Now, the thing about it is this. You can put on a five-star match, but you're going to have to be a character. You're going to have to, you know, you can do this once or twice. You can't do this every week, and you can't draw fans if you're not going to be a character. You know how I know this is true? Because you came off a pay-per-view that was a five-star pay-per-view. And guess what your ratings were Wednesday night? 700,000 people. 700,000, one of your worst numbers ever. So explain to me again how five-star matches make you want to watch the product next week, as opposed to storylines that compel you to tune in for the next chapter. Explain that to me again. I know we have a audience of all ages, so I'm going to try to be tactful about this. It's like saying, I've had a five-star romantic experience, and it makes me want to do it again right now, as opposed to saying I'm satisfied for the night. You understand? So the bottom line is, if you're going to give the fans a great pay-per-view, give them a cliffhanger that they say, I got to watch the show. I've got to watch. You didn't. You just gave them all the satisfaction in the pay-per-view, and they said, okay, well, I got all that out of my system. There ain't going to be nothing to equal that on the show, so I don't need to watch it. And they didn't. So congrats. You got no leverage from a pay-per-view that should have put you through the roof. Because there's not one single person, even the most staunch AEW detractors, who can say that pay-per-view wasn't five-star pay-per-view, because it was. And you got zero leverage from it, because you failed to do the most basic thing in the world, which is put a cliffhanger in there, put something that makes the fans have to say, my God, I got to tune in. They didn't do it, Todd, and they suffered 700 and change. Awful number.
Wow, you're absolutely right there. Like you said, this is what we're seeing for the last couple of months under that kind of viewers and attendance of AEW.
This is such a huge, glaring, giant mistake that I cannot believe. I just can't believe they did it. I really can't. You're going to put that kind of pay-per-view on, and you're going to put that kind of effort into your pay-per-view, and you didn't even bother to say, well, let's give the fans a reason to tune in on Wednesday, or it has to be a must-watch. In their minds, they said, if we put on a great pay-per-view, fans will be in the mood for another great night of wrestling on Wednesday. They were wrong, Mike. You satisfied their itch. What you need to do is create another itch, and you didn't do it by the end of that pay-per-view.
Right. I'll put it to you another way, okay? They say that they say they're trying to compete with the WWE, which is a lie, but that's not the point. The point is, when the WWE is hitting on all cylinders, what happens? Okay, you get, let's take this WrestleMania. Okay, you get, you have a good story, you have good written storylines, and then you end up having a number of matches that on WrestleMania that are basically five-star matches, and then you could top it off, you have those cliffhanger storylines that, oh, maybe they get fixed, maybe they get finished in WrestleMania, but maybe not. That's the deal. When the WWE is hitting on all cylinders, that's what you get, and that's what makes the WWE pay-per-views come. I mean, I can't remember the last time we've given a WWE pay-per-view an F. You know?
No.
Those we've given them was maybe a D, maybe. You know?
And I don't even think that for a long period of time. The pay-per-views have been great because the WWE, while every match may not have been great, at the end of most of the WWE pay-per-views, you say to yourself, well, Monday night should be interesting. Or Friday night should be interesting. Because they've set up something that you say, I'd like to see where this leads. AEW didn't do that. They just didn't do that. Good soap opera writers realize we have a great storyline going here. Fans are waiting for the wedding between these two people or when they're finally going to kiss or get together or when someone is going to rescue someone from whatever. And we've kept it going for months and months and months and months and it's about to come to an end. The writers know it's going to come to an end in a month or so. So let's create an alternate storyline that's just as interesting so when this one ends, we already have another one that they're invested in. That's what good writing does. AEW just said, oh, we're just going to put on good wrestling and you will never be able to get your fill of it. Yeah, actually, they did get their fill of it. They got their fill of it with your pay-per-view and they didn't tune in for your television show because of it. Learn from that mistake. Now, Okada made his debut. And you would think that would really, do you know how much money they gave this man? $4 million a year for 3 years. For 700,000 people in the ratings. I don't know, folks. I don't know. Honest to God, I know Okada's a great wrestler. He's not Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's not going to draw a ton of people. He's just not. Is he a better athlete? Of course he is. Is he a better wrestler? Of course he is. He's not the draw. $4 million, you've lost your shirt on him. In a couple of months, it's going to be old news, let alone a year. $4 million? No wonder the WWE had no interest. I'm not going to give that guy $4 million. I'm going to give him $2 million. Absolutely not going to do it. And the last AEW bit of news is that Sammy Guevara suspended for the deal with Jeff and Matt Hardy, or Jeff Hardy at least. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. The AEW is staying alive by just bringing in every top name they can and throwing as much money as they possibly can at them and hoping that you'll just keep on watching because they keep giving you a fresh batch of top names. But that's it. That's all they've got to offer you right now. Yes, they put on a great pay-per-view. But you didn't follow it up. You didn't use any of that as momentum for your television show. And you're doing this on a regular basis. And I just don't see the game plan here. I don't see the long-term game plan. I just don't. Throw money that no one in their right mind would spend on these wrestlers. This is what bankrupt WCW. I don't see it having any different effect over here on AEW, except maybe Khan has deeper pockets, Mike.
Right, and that's the thing. I mean, yeah, you may have argued at the time that the deep pockets of Ted Turner at the time, but there was there came a time when Ted Turner said no mas, you know, and cut the money off from Eric Bischoff. Now, granted, there was a method to Bischoff's madness, and it worked out for a short period of time, right? And he brought in Hogan, he brought in Savage, he brought in Hall, he brought in Nash, he brought in, you know, Beefcake, you know, he brought in all these guys. And, yeah, it worked out for a short amount of time, but again, it didn't last. This is not going to last. I mean, you've already got people that are unhappy with you. I mean, people like who have the ability, like, I don't know, Miro. Miro has the ability to give people the entertainment. Now, yeah, he's a really good wrestler, but he can be entertaining, and they're not using him. He's basically sitting back and catering, doing nothing, and being paid for it. If you want that, that's good. I mean, that's fine, all good and fine, but I'm pretty sure Miro would like to be used a little bit more, right?
Yeah, I mean, he says he's injured. I don't know what the extent of the injury is, but, man, you know, it's been a long time, and even before that, they weren't really using him. Andretti was the same way. Aleister Black is the same way. Malakai Black. It's just one thing after the other, after the other, after the other with them. It never ends. So I don't know. Honestly, I do not know what's going to happen over there in AEW. I do know this. Twitter is the enemy of professional wrestling. X is the enemy of professional wrestling because the wrestlers cannot help themselves. And there's none of them, with the possible exception of a couple like Cody Rhodes and a few others, who are very careful and understand that what they say could have consequences. The rest of them just decide, well, this is my opportunity to yell at all the fans I'm frustrated with because they're not worshiping me. This is my opportunity to yell at all the fans because I think they're lowlives. This is one of them aggravated me, so now I'm going to yell at all of them. I don't get it. And for anyone in the New Day, anyone, to cry racism among the fans makes me literally laugh out loud. You have been the most popular tag team in the history of the WWE. And you've been their most popular tag team for like 10 years straight. And if you think that's only among African-American wrestling fans, you've lost your mind. You've lost your mind. So don't tell me how much racism exists in professional wrestling. That's baloney. These fans don't give a damn what color you are, any more than baseball fans do. Do you think, in your wildest dreams, that if there's a player who's going to hit 40 home runs, drive in 120 RBIs, steal 20 bases, and is great defensively, that there's going to be a fan of that team that says, yeah, but he's black. I don't want him on the team. Don't be. Come on. Come on. Grow up. I'm not saying that racism doesn't exist, and it's always going to exist. And I got news for you. It exists in every single race. People who are racist toward white people or Chinese people or Jewish people or Hispanic people. There are Hispanic people who are racist to other people. There are white people. There are Chinese people who are racist. There's always going to be it because there is ignorance, and ignorance is always going to survive. But to say it's widespread or it's commonplace is ludicrous, and it's an excuse, an absolute excuse. At one time, yes, racism existed a lot stronger than it was, you know, a lot stronger. It's long since died, folks. The most popular form of music we have right now is rap music, and the majority of its fans are white. Don't tell me that we're growing up in a racist society. We are not. This is the least racist time probably in America. And sports fans especially don't care. I'm telling you right now, they do. Now, wrestling's not a sport. It's entertainment. But under the guise of the same thing, these fans don't care. I'm telling you. They just don't. I could make an argument. How come there has never been an Oriental person on the cover of 2K wrestling games? How come? Do you hate Oriental people? Why is that? I demand to know. Come on, folks. You know better. I'm very disappointed in Big E. I really am. Because I thought he was smarter than that. I thought he clearly understood that with the popularity that the New Day garnered, that quite obviously wrestling fans, as a majority, you can't say every wrestling fan is not racist, just like you can't say every baseball fan, every movie fan, every fan of anything isn't racist. Of course there's going to be one or two. But if you're going to tell me there's a widespread amount of racist wrestling fans, that is bullshit. But if you're going to go out there and throw up a stinker of a match and fans boo you and you happen to be black, you can't say that's because I'm black. No, it's because you sucked. See, not being racist means you're treated like everybody else. Not you're treated specially. You're treated like everybody else. Which means if you're a black wrestler and you throw a really bad match at me, I can boo you. Even if I'm not supposed to boo you. Real equality, Mike. Not saying, well, I don't dare because I'll be called a racist.
Absolutely. And if you notice some of the people that didn't say a word about it, Naomi. I don't think she said a word about it. You know, and people, there are people that absolutely know how to use Twitter. And one of them was the late, great Bray Wyatt. He knew how to use Twitter.
Absolutely. Twitter could have been one of the greatest tools for professional wrestling of all time. Instead, they have turned it into our personal forum to tell the fans how much we hate you, how much we think you're misogynistic, how much we think you're racist, who you should vote for, why you should feel the way I do, why I'm the greatest wrestler in history, why you are wrong for booing me, why you're wrong for thinking my character sucks, why you're wrong for thinking I'm not good on the microphone. I am so tired of this. It's sapping my enjoyment for professional wrestling. And they need to stop. Just stop already. Before the 700,000 ratings that AEW seems to manage goes to 100,000 and WWE drops to that 700,000 number. We'll see you on Sunday.
You're listening to Wrestling Chat Radio.